Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, the mother's inspirational advice to her deformed son. Muhammad was born a physical deformity. His neck used to be inside his body and his shoulders used to protrude as if they were two spears. His mother, realizing that his appearance may attract ridicule from others, said to him, "Oh my son, you will not be with the people except that you will be one who is laughed at and mocked. So upon you is to seek knowledge, for verily it will raise you." So he sought knowledge. Muhammad ibn Abdurrahman listened to his mother's advice and was diligent in seeking knowledge. He worked hard and was appointed as a judge of Mecca for 20 years. People looked upon to him due to his knowledge and disregarded his physical appearance.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about the moral lessons and themes of the stories that you just listened to, and then try to make use of these moral lessons in our everyday lives as Muslims. Well, our subject for today is knowledge and its superiority over other characteristics of human beings. Well, without doubt, reaching happiness in this world and the next will be... And the next will only be achieved when one acquaints himself with God, his purpose in this world, his destination, and the practical steps in attaining eternal happiness, all of which can be achieved through learning and becoming familiar with religious sciences. Familiarizing oneself with the above-mentioned knowledge is required to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the following verse in the Holy Book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون. Nor should the believers all go forth together. If a contingent from every expedition remained behind, they could devote themselves to studies in religion and admonish the people when they return to them, that thus they may learn to guard themselves against evil. Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 122.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Well, this verse is connected with the verse of struggle or jihad, and it implies a reality that plays a vital role for Muslims. Though struggle has been greatly stressed and any deviation from it is a sin, at times when it is not necessary for all believers to participate in the warfare, all must not be excluded. Rather, it is necessary for a Muslim population to divide their people into two groups, those who are responsible for warfare and those who engage in teaching Islamic knowledge, or ma'arif, and jurisprudence, or ahkam. The science of religious theology is the foundation and grounds of becoming familiar with principles of the existence and oneness of Allah, that is Tawheed, prophethood, that is Nabuwa, leadership, Imama, and the day of resurrection, that is Qiyamah, and other matters of belief. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said the following regarding this topic: the best act of worship is having knowledge of God. And about the status of a scholar in Islam, we can understand the status of one who seeks knowledge from the accounts Islam gives about such a person. The Holy Prophet has said, all creatures, be it the fish in the sea, the insects in the ground, and the mammals on land, seek forgiveness for the seeker of knowledge. He has also stated, he who sets out to seek knowledge and succeeds in acquiring it will be given two rewards from God. And if he is unable to acquire that knowledge, one reward will be given to him. So we can see that our religion has treated those knowledgeable people with so much respect, and it stems from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for knowledge. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today. Today we talked about knowledge, and we said that a beneficial knowledge is the type of knowledge that is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for His sake. So I hope all of us would gain such type of knowledge and make use of it in our everyday life. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
And when you examine the narrations of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in demonstrating to us how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for us to pursue knowledge, they are truly mind-boggling. One hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he says, "Man salaka tariqan liyatluba fihi ilman." If you open for yourself in this life a pathway to knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open a pathway to paradise for you. You want a path to paradise? It's the pathway to knowledge. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says, and the one, a student of knowledge, the one who is pursuing knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatches the angels so they can lower their wings for him. وَأَنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رَضًا بِهِ. What an amazing blessing from Allah. Allah sending His pure angels for you to lower their wings, which is a sign of humility, humbleness. Yes, the angels will humble themselves before you if you seek knowledge. رَضًا بِهِ. They are satisfied with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with you. When the angels lower their wings for you, you are protected by the angels. Allah is glorifying your position. You are blessed by His pure angels. And then the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, those who pursue knowledge, the entire universe, and that which it contains, does istighfar for you. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, even the fish of the ocean. حَتَّى الْحُوتْ فِي الْبَحْرِ.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.